Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for tuning in. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. Now, I do want to give you guys an update in regards to the masculine in the twin flame. So he did end up messaging me and calling me. And usually when this happens, so many things come to my mind because I'm contemplating, I'm fighting within myself. What do I do? Do I resist? Do I just stick with my old beliefs, right? And, you know, it's been such a long time that any new type of any new development, right, when it comes to, because it seems that the only thing that keeps us together or connection, right, was this intense love, this intense emotion that we had with one another, when we used to be in each other's lives. And even though it feels when we were together in each other's life, we're no longer like that. You know, this journey really brings you to it demolishes you completely, and getting up, it is a challenging, right? And being able to see or even talk to or communicate with somebody that made you feel that way, and it's so crazy because this dynamic, the energy that you feel, it's very beautiful. If you're a twin flame, the energy that you feel from your twin is very beautiful. But yet, the way that it's playing out in the physical, it's kind of devastating to your heart, to yourself, and that's what brings these emotions and a constant fight against it, right? And so first thing, I was happy. I mean, I had to accept that I am, you know, I was like, oh, okay, so, yeah, the gods, the universe, my intuition was definitely letting me know, and it always comes back to, yes, that immense love, that emotion, that connection, it is the real thing, it's the real thing, it's not made up, it's definitely real. Now, the other thing was, what do I do about it, right? Do I return the call or I do not return the call? But then I told to myself, it's like, remember that we have been here before in regards to hesitating and whether you want to return the call or not. Or do you keep resisting with something that with okay responding? You know, I was I was not closed off in regards to communication, because I guess I can probably before, it could be that I did not want to get hurt anymore. Like, there was something that still was hurt, that I know that if I open that door, I did not want to kind of go back with these emotions, or, you know, get them all started and get them hyped up and then for it to be the same. So what I had to tell myself is like, okay, why are you resisting? Are you resisting them within yourself? Are you punishing yourself by resisting? So I did. I returned the call. And sometimes the language barrier is different because he speaks Spanish. And I speak Spanish too. But I can flow more of my words in English versus in Spanish. And so when it always seems to kind of go back to the same conversation, right? In regards to, like, I can't do anything when you don't put any work into it. I said, we only have memories and we don't have anything new. And I know that when somebody wants to have somebody in their lives, they do everything. They put in the work. And I said, and you don't. You kind of, I said the word lazy. You kind of lazy. Because, you know, you have something else to fall on. I said, I'm not the priority in your life. And, you know, I do want to, you know, I don't have any strings attached. So I would like to go out, enjoy myself, like dancing, go on a date, receive flowers, you know, things in order to develop this beautiful relationship or friendship, right? Of course, there has to be a foundation, right? So it's kind of getting that started, and then from there. But I said, you have not. And, you know, sometimes I do take charge because I'm a single parent and my masculine comes out and I take over the conversation, or I say, okay, well, this, right? Like, let's do this. And I said, no, you know, you're a masculine for a reason. And, you know, it's up to you to want to proceed with any of this. But unfortunately, I won't take action. And it looked like it was just like the processing of, you know, and I did tell him about my dream. And confirmation, yeah, he's been nonstop working extremely, but he's always been like that. But I guess, and it is taking a toll on him, and he's a little bit sick. He said that he kind of lost some weight, so that kind of explains why his clothes was very baggy in the dream. So you should have probably had already contact with your masculine. The other thing is like, okay, so that's it. We hang up. And it felt like this is like, okay, what now? But I guess I was not I was not comfortable with what you just kind of like that, because it feels like, you know, there was not anything resolved, I think, in my part. And it's so, not complicated, but it's so unclear, because obviously there's a connection, but, and we know, you kind of just have to accept for what it really is. And one of the things that I was like, I'm not mad anymore, because I know, I see for what it is, you know, and he kind of accepts it, you know. And the only thing that for me to not be able to kind of be in the resisting mode, or be so strong in my beliefs, which my beliefs are clear, but at the same time, I felt that my beliefs kind of made me feel like if I'm sacrificing. So in order for me not to feel that way and be able to be happy with myself and very, very proud of myself, I did tell him through text message. And I said, you know, if you ever want to talk spirituality, you can always give me a call. Now, I love spirituality. I love those conversations. And I love to talk. So that for me was a big step. I did put there, you know, if it's spirituality and you, regarding that, you can always give me a call. I said, but that's kind of the only thing that I would be open, for when it comes to me and you. And for me, I felt really good, because I'm not closing, I'm not kind of in this box of how it's supposed to be. I'm kind of just letting things just, okay, it is what it is. It's, you know, the past is the past. You know, spirituality, conversation, why not, right? So for me, it was something new. And something that I decided that was not gonna hinder in my subconscious that, you know, I did something wrong, because it's not. It's moving forward. With a new way of seeing this relationship, right? Like, not putting the title, just leaving it as it is. And even like that, I'm like, it gave me an idea. I'm like, oh, I should do group chats. You know, like, and this would be very cool, having these kind of, you know, talking about spirituality, talking about what's going on in the astros and the cosmos, you know, with people that have this sense of interest, right? So that is something that I wanted to share with you guys. So I'm not too sure how things are gonna unfold, but I know that instead of me kind of repeating the same cycle over and over and leaving it stagnant, I decided that that belief might be true. But if I'm not able to to remove this person, and even if it's like I'm gonna surrender, you know, to it, but yet my energy is still kind of I'm able to, you can, I would say it like this. I'm able to turn it off and turn it on. Okay? Before, it seemed like I always wanted it to be turned on. I always wanted to have this connection, right? By all means. But this time I'm able to control it. I'm in a way of, it's not taking over my emotions. It's not taking over my life. It's not taking over my worth. You know, I take control of it. I have the power to turn off the light and to turn it back on. So I hope you guys did understand this, because I know that the twin flame is, it's very, it's not black and white. There is a lot of things that are unknown to us. And one of the things, and even like that, remember in my dream, I had to step into the water. Now, did I dive in? No. But did I step in it? Yes. And that's okay with me. It's okay, because it takes baby steps. And that's what's going to lead to the next stage, right? Of our lives, of our journey, of self-discovery, right? You're being able to control your emotions. You're being able to open up in a way that you thought that you had never were able to open up, right? All right. Thank you, my beautiful friends. This was pretty lengthy, but I just wanted to give you an update, and I hope everything is going well with you guys in your twin flame journey, divine feminines. Know that whatever decision that you make, make sure that you're honoring yourself, and not being not getting overtaken by other people's lives, right? All right, until then, namaste, bye-bye.